Good evening. I'm calling from on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. This is a research study, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Just one.
Okay, thank you very much. And now, which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private
public
school, or... I'm sorry?
Public in Boston.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
Mine, 42.
Thank you. How do you describe your gender? Is it man, woman, non-binary?
Woman.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
Black.
Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grade is your child in this current school year?
Second grade.
Thank you very much. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I mean, I can't speak for the whole BPS system as a whole, but I know I'm good with my child's school, so I guess I'll say I'm satisfied.
Is that very or just somewhat?
Let's put it somewhat.
Thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
I'd say a B.
Thank you. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
So I've had problems with other schools, with Boston Public Schools, back in the day. I'm gonna say, like, a D minus, probably a D. C minus, let's go with C minus.
We only have letters, A, B, C, D.
Oh, okay. Well, a C then. We'll do a C.
Thank you. And thinking of now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
I'm also going to say a C.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Is it living up very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Wait, say that again?
The options or the question?
The question.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment?
I'd say a C.
Oh, the scale that we have now, it is very well, somewhat well,
oh,
not too well, or not at all. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Not too well.
Not so well, thank you. And as you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. And in your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Is it very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. Now, if you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, would you say it is parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community? You can pick up the two.
You said who do they what most? What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston public school system is most focused on serving, would you say are the parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
Let's see. I mean, I guess it's more definitely towards kids and probably the superintendent. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the students and the superintendent, BPS system leaders?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, how engaged do you want to be in your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not so engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston public school system enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not so engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you very much. Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston public school system, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system.
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, the communications I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand.
Yes, completely agree.
Strongly agree?
Strongly agree, yep.
Thank you. And finally, the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry, the question?
Yes. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, about how many days has your child been absent from school so far this school year? Is it 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
1 to 4.
1 to 4. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, what are the reasons your child has been absent from school so far this year? Have they been absent for COVID,
No.
Yes or no?
Yeah. No.
Family obligations?
No.
How
sick,
about
but not as COVID.
Okay. Safety concerns?
No.
Other illness?
Yes.
Mental health?
No.
Doesn't want to go to school?
No.
Any other that you want to explain?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, does your child's school offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
You know what? I don't know. Ashlyn! The food at your school, do they make it there fresh or is it packaged? Girl?
You mean like when they give it to us, it's in a plastic package?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, they cook it there? They cook food fresh? Oh,
okay.
She said they cook it fresh.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 30 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your child's school? Classrooms, air quality, safety, outdoor space, overall cleanliness, or something else?
Do you have another question?
No, Ashley. I don't know.
Something that comes into your mind on what would need improvement at your child's school?
What needs improvement at your school, Ashley, do you think? Is the air quality in your class good?
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
It just sometimes gets hot.
Oh. But you can breathe?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't get like that.
All right. So it's not the air quality. All right.
What
would you improve? Oh, my daughter would definitely like to improve the school lunch.
The other thing I would improve is the lunchtime quiet.
Lunchtime quietness?
Yeah. Because it gets up to a 10, the volume.
Oh, okay.
We can stay at like a 5.
We can stay at a 5. Oh, okay.
Better off.
We could just do school lunch.
The school lunch.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
IEP? No.
Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school?
The highest grade that you have received.
Certificate program for trade school.
Okay, thank you very much. And last year, that was your total. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than
$75,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I want to thank you very much for your time and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Into your
garden. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.